MoneyWeb now on the money.
Chatting now with Sean Saunders, he, of course, from Revix. Sean, appreciate your time. The note you sent last night around some topics to chat around. China bans crypto again, to which I add, and crypto is just uninterested as Bitcoin heads for new all-time highs.
Yeah, crypto is a weird space. I guess that's probably the takeaway from that. But yeah, thanks very much for having me on, Simon. So Bitcoin's up 30% in October. And that's a big run. I mean, that's 14 days.
Yeah.
And the catalyst behind this really, number one, is that Chinese ban, which may seem counterintuitive. But I believe what happened is that the Chinese ban actually prompted the U.S. to sort of come out and take a stance. And the U.S. came out, and that's the SEC, their main regulator. Mm-hmm. They came out to say that they're not going to be banning cryptocurrencies. So that provided sort of a big stamp of approval for the market. And then, you know, you sort of couple that together with the second main factor driving this rally, and that's this optimism around this Bitcoin ETF. We all know that there is lots of money sitting in pension funds, endowments, you know, all those big other sort of institutional investors, but they can't come to the likes of a Revix, can't go to the likes of a Coinbase. That's, you know, out of their mandate. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of money potentially sitting on the sidelines. Should a Bitcoin ETF be accepted within the next month or so, that could move into the crypto space? And that's why you've seen this massive rally.
Yeah, I mean, it almost seems certain. I mean, we were always eventually going to get a crypto ETF. This time, it seems, as you say, it's probably going to happen before the end of the year. Bitcoin's obviously the big one we all look at. It's trading a couple of $1,000s below those April all-time highs. But, I mean, looking, running my eye down the list of cryptos, there is kind of a moving in unison. I mean, Solana, which we've spoken about, Ripple, Ethereum, there is a general swell just around the crypto space and moving higher.
Oh, yes. I mean, the rest of the crypto market, sort of the altcoin market, if you can call it that. So that's every cryptocurrency that's not Bitcoin. That market's run this year really hard. I mean, if you're not paying attention to that market, you're missing, you know, quite a lot of growth, and probably where there's the most innovation happening in the space. And the likes of Solana, the likes of Polkadot, Uniswap, these are really interesting projects. And now they've got hundreds of thousands of users actually engaging with these different applications and protocols. Mm-hmm. You know, you take a step back 2 years, no one was really doing anything other than speculating in the crypto space. Right now, you can go onto the likes of Uniswap and you can trade kind of like a decentralized JSE with absolutely no third-party company that sits between you and another party to make a trade. Now, don't get me wrong, regulation is going to hit the space really hard. Mm-hmm. And I think there actually needs to be some more regulatory oversight. I've sort of been quite outspoken about this over the last few months. But I mean, the innovation that's happening here is completely unprecedented. And as sort of a finance nerd myself, and as someone I'm sure you can relate to this, but the DeFi world is also super exciting. I mean, when you start going down that rabbit hole, you just don't stop.
Yeah, and you have continued the trend of mentioning a crypto I'd never heard of every time we chat. Uniswap was the one one today. I mean, if we look forward, if we run this forward, I don't know, 3 years, 5 years. I mean, what we're seeing is, you know, Bitcoin's become a bit of the granddaddy, and I know you always talk that actually it's becoming less of the overall crypto market space as we get these new cryptos. We're going to see the sort of those alts starting to mature, the Solanas, the Polkadots, and the like. And I imagine a new range of altcoins coming through in the years ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think would happen. You are looking now sort of through the top 10 cryptocurrencies. Only six cryptocurrencies within the top 10 were in existence 3 years ago. Yeah. That's how fast the space emerges, right? So the likes of, as I mentioned, Uniswap, the likes of Solana. I mean, these cryptocurrencies, you know, they're more like technology than currencies, right? So I think there's this big misnomer in the crypto space when people start talking about currencies. Like, people have this preconceived idea of what money is and what money can do. Cryptocurrencies completely destroys that idea, right? I mean, these are ultimately programs that act or have money-like functionality, right? So think about an app on your phone. You can do a lot of different things with that app on your phone, right? So you could potentially be sending money to someone. You could be creating a loan. You could be doing all these different things. Currently, if you think about a rand can be used to pay for something, right? So there's this sort of contrast and this evolution of this idea of money that needs to occur. But I mean, if you go and you look forward, like I said, I think there's going to be a lot more regulation in the space, which is going to be good in, I think, in most part. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think, the first big sort of statement from our side. I think the second thing to look at is going to be the growth of sort of some of these DeFi applications. I mentioned Uniswap. It's incredible what they're doing. What that protocol's done is absolutely remarkable. If you start looking at the likes of Luna, which is another cryptocurrency that I'm going to mention, which I don't think you've probably heard before.
Nope.
A lot of these projects are just, they're fascinating in what they're trying to achieve. And they're all trying to do something slightly different. So that's, I think, really the big opportunity here is to sort of try pick that next Bitcoin, or don't try to pick the next Bitcoin, rather buy into some sort of a market product like what we offer, some sort of like an index fund, and take a punt at sort of the growth in this market over the next 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, I take it. I don't know how we pick the next one. I do like that basket. And that brings me to my last question. We chatted beginning of the month. You've got Revex has released a proof of reserve document. In essence, this says that if my coins are sitting with Revex, the auditors have said, yes, they're there. A couple of folks, the question they asked me was, does this include your baskets at the same time?
Yes. So that was actually the first full end-to-end audit that was conducted globally. We spent, and I mentioned this on the podcast before, maybe I'm just feeling sorry for myself, but we spent a lot of time, quite a few late nights actually sitting with the auditors and getting all of that in line. So that includes every single asset on the Revex platform, whether it is the RANDs that you've deposited, the USDC or the USD coins that are on our platform, all the assets inside of our crypto bundles, absolutely everything. And like we've said before as well, we believe that has to become the standard. Without regulation in the space, without an FSB license, without the mandate to actually get semi-annual or annual audits, you have to sort of step up as a crypto platform and prove to your customers that that's what you do.
Yeah, and in essence, the industry is going to have to drive that forward, because no disrespect to the regulators, they're often a little bit behind in innovation. Sean Saunders from Revex, appreciate your time this morning.